you work in a field of data journalism, and some might say the numbers don't lie. And but tell me the importance of working with actual data and how that could basically come to the defense of journalism as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a new. Let me just start out with the idea that this isn't a new thing. I mean, people have been using data that we get from government agencies to help uncover stories for 30 years, 40 years, something like it. So my specialty is in using, and it's a very small little specialty, is in using databases, documents, any kind of recorded information of any kind, usually gotten from the government through Freedom of Information requests, in order to check tips, in order to document systemic problems in agencies, or to contribute to an investigative theory. We call it kind of the empirical side of investigative reporting.
That phrase, fake news, is tossed around quite a bit, to a point where it's almost a frustrating daily experience for folks, even if they don't work in investigative journalism. You've got people who will call you fake news, and yet they will pass on actual fake news through the internet.
I think it's more just used. I mean, you know, people have hated reporters for a long time and have hated the media for a long time. And it's now become the words you say when you don't want to say, I hate the media. The whole fake news thing is becoming very difficult, and we're finding it in reporting as well. I don't know if you're finding it in your reporting, but it is kind of giving officials in particular the cover to refuse to engage with you on a serious story or on any kind of accountability. Instead, they'll just say, well, you're all fake, so I'm not even going to engage. And that's a real problem. It takes away the accountability to the public that elected you or has put you in some kind of position of power, whether it's an elected power, an official power, or even the power of a large institution in your community. And by just saying the words fake news, what you can do is avoid that kind of scrutiny and accountability.
Some people, when they think data, they think, you know, numbers and too much information, and that potentially turns them off. Yeah, how can data journalism be appealing to a mainstream audience that accepts that, you know what, the data itself is important, and this is why you need to know this?
In my career, I have focused more on using data in order to document other kinds of stories that are very human and very traditional in some ways. One story I worked on a couple of years ago was almost entirely a narrative of one woman who may have been killed by her boyfriend, who was a sheriff's deputy in Florida. And that story, we used a lot of data to kind of see how common the problem of officer-involved domestic violence was. But if you were to read it, and if you saw it on Frontline, you probably would never have realized that there was any data behind it. So I think that one way we do that is by integrating the data work with the work that makes journalism appealing, makes people want to read it, makes it powerful. But yeah, you're right, that data itself is not going to convince very many people of much.